An increasing number of local governments are complaining about a growing recycling crisis. China is no longer taking Australia's recycling material, and the domestic recycling sector lacks capacity. There's particular concern in New South Wales, where councils say the government is collecting landfill waste levies from them without reinvesting it in recycling facilities. Lexi Metherill reports.
Local councils around the country collect too much rubbish and are running out of space for it. Dr. Sally Townley sits on the Coffs Harbour Council on the New South Wales North Coast.
Our landfill is going to be full in another between 1 and 3 years, and we don't have another site ready. So that is also like a massive looming problem for us here.
Councils can't send their recycling overseas anymore because China and other countries are refusing to take it. In some cases, it's simply being stockpiled. Dr. Townley says it's a crisis.
In Coffs Harbour, the waste that we are generating each year is, you know, quadrupled in the last decade. So people are buying more, using more, throwing more things away. We're, you know, basically drowning in our own waste.
The pressure's on for Australia to be able to recycle more of its own waste. Pete Schmeagle is the chief executive of the Australian Council of Recycling.
If we're going to have a sustainable system, if we're going to continue to collect all this material here in Australia, we have to develop the domestic capacity to actually make new products out of that material.
The industry says there are the funds to develop domestic recycling capacity, with state governments collecting $1.5 billion in levies on waste that goes to landfill. Queensland now reinvests 70% of its levy into recycling initiatives, but the president of local government New South Wales, Linda Scott, says in her state, most of the levy goes to consolidated revenue.
We've launched our Save Our Recycling campaign in the lead up to the New South Wales state election, calling on the state government to reinvest the New South Wales waste levy back into the management of waste in New South Wales.
There is a scheme, though, in New South Wales called Waste Less, Recycle More, that's worth $802 million. Is that not already a reinvestment of that waste levy?
The state government's Waste Less, Recycle More funding is a projection out over multiple years. We know last year the state government collected $727 million in 1 year from the waste levy. Of that, $300 million was allocated from local governments, and yet only 18% was returned to local government for the management of waste.
Pete Schmeagle says improving the recycling sector would be a win on many fronts.
Given the environmental benefits and keeping things out of landfill, this is an area where our political class can act decisively in the upcoming election season.
And that's the Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Recycling, Pete Schmeagle, ending Lexi Metherill's report. And a spokesman for the New South Wales Environment Minister, Gabrielle Upton, says the state has committed more than $800 million to waste management and recycling over 9 years through the Waste Less, Recycle More initiative, which is the largest program of its kind in Australia. It says its recycling rate is also the highest of all the states.